Man up.
You ready?
All right, cheers, everybody. Welcome back to our show again. Once again, I have sitting across from me, Heather.
Hello.
Hi. And then sitting next to me with purple earbuds, Alec. You could take those off now if you're good.
I don't know why you would want to. I think they look adorable.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They look like they're a little tight, though. Like they're coming right
they do.
Back.
You well, look you look uncomfortable. Tight.
You know, I am. The cord doesn't stretch long enough, so I'm sitting straight up so that they don't pull out of my ears. And they're little earbuds that go into my ears, so it feels like they're fucking my ears.
Do you not usually sit up? Does it feel weird?
Yeah, I usually slouch, so this feels very awkward. Good posture.
As does everyone.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Yeah.
Great. Well, welcome, everybody. So as we get started here today, I have a pretty important topic, actually, right off the bat. This is a game. No, fuck that.
Oh, that wasn't a game.
Didn't Matt Damon solve that?
Matt Damon. That was good.
Through sports. We talked about sports. I know a lot about sports.
You know a lot about softball.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Lesbianism? I do now.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that?
I said lesbianism.
Yeah.
They're almost synonymous.
Yeah, they really are, especially for...
So here's a game I invented for this show, especially for this show, called Which One of You is Insane?
Me.
Okay, great.
I won.
All right, here's the game. I'm going to describe the scenario.
I didn't say it like that. All right.
And then there are two. It's kind of a choose your own adventure.
Ooh, I love those.
I do too. Turn to page 32.
So it's going to be a choose your own adventure. I'm going to tell you guys sort of how it all goes. Mm-hmm. And then you guys will tell me which one of the two people is insane.
Okay, great.
All right, I like
this. All right. So let's just say I have this shitty apartment.
Okay.
Let's pretend.
Just close your eyes. Pretend you're not in this palatial. Neither of you fucking close your eyes. Do you ever close your eyes when someone says that?
Not when
close
you
close your eyes.
I don't trust imagine. You. I don't trust
you
close either. My eyes around you.
We're on the podcast. You've been drinking. You're like, close your eyes, buddy.
And then he punches you right in the face.
That? Yeah, if you're lucky.
Best.
Yeah.
Hi-yo.
Okay. So I have this, you know, thing going on. I invite a couple people over.
Okay.
And I know they're coming. I know about what time they're coming.
Mm.
Person A.
Are these people nice?
No.
They're assholes.
That's too bad.
One more asshole than the next.
Oh, great.
But less asshole than the other one. They're both just terrible.
Okay.
It's a neck and neck contest of asshole.
Okay, great.
He's talking about us.
Is he?
Both of you.
Oh, God.
Okay.
No. It's adorable.
So person A is someone that I know pretty well. Not as long as person B.
Okay.
Person A is someone I know pretty well, though. Has stayed here all night and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I've seen completely nude. I've smelled the farts.
How does the person look nude?
I'm on to farts by now, so I can't really go back to nudity. I can only cover one topic at a time.
Okay,
that's
great.
How my mind is. So we've got Farty Nudie, who's been here many times. Now, when she arrives, generally knock on the door.
Is she?
Yeah.
It's you.
I know.
All it's right. Person A. I'm
trying to play along here.
This is a terrible job.
So she arrives. She knocks on the door. I let her in. Now there's person B. Now person B, I've known a
Heather
longer.
Heather likes the sound of this story. You let her in, then what?
Unfortunately, that's the end of the story.
She falls asleep on the couch.
Yeah, person A's in. That's all there is to it. You're in. You're done.
Okay.
Bam.
She knocks on the door. She's in the house.
Come and knock on my door, and then you're in.
Knock on my door.
That was good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, person B.
Right.
Who I've known longer.
That's me.
Almost touched his penis, but haven't.
Oh, my God.
It was close.
I totally remember
probably
that.
Have seen him almost nude, but in pieces. Never fully nude. And I don't think I've ever seen
my
his
boxers.
Ass.
Not
no,
like,
you've never seen my ass.
Yeah.
Not like
or balls.
B's mom.
Or like upper thighs.
Totally naked.
Yeah, I did see his mom. That's true. So in person B, every time comes, I hear click, click, click on the knob because he's just going to come in. He thinks he's my fucking wacky neighbor.
Oh, God.
Everybody loves Raymond. Whose was his neighbor? Well, that was his parents.
Yeah.
That was a whole.
So you're like Marie Barone.
I've never seen Everybody Loves Raymond.
It's fine.
I played the Marie Barone in band.
Let's call the new show.
Okay. So then that's person B. Just clicks. I hear the knob click, 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 and then a knock. You know,
then I knock.
He's just going to come in. Person B. I don't want to drag anyone through the mud.
Okay.
Which one of those people is insane?
Well.
Because there are two people doing the same thing, but in very different ways.
I feel like one is wrong.
What did Heather do?
They're not separate, but equal. They're both wrong.
Well, he's trying to say that I knock and you don't knock.
Yeah, but what are you doing that's wrong?
Well, I think that's the point of the game, is I don't do anything that's wrong and you do everything that's wrong.
Yeah, I know. So why is he saying that we're both insane?
So you're, no, which person?
The game
person?
Is which person is insane?
You.
Oh, well, fuck you both. Just so we're all on the same page.
It's not insane. I feel like I have to say you because I can't.
Let me
say
ask you. You don't have to say you.
Okay.
This game was fuck Alec. You didn't have to call it.
No.
Which one of you is insane?
I think some things will come along that probably make me look like an asshole.
Okay. Good. Like, I go to either of your houses.
Right.
Wait, so
just
this
fucking walk in.
Oh.
I would unlock the door if I knew you were coming and have
but
no
I would
qualms
still
about
knock.
You. Why? I know you're coming.
Because it's polite and because it's your house.
You don't have
what
to
if
be
I walk into some tableau? You're fucking in the garage with the light off. I come walking
hey,
in. Whose fault is it that I saw you guys naked?
We
That's
would
my
probably
fault.
Plan on not doing that or at least get it done before we got there.
Probably. But you lose track
maybe,
of time.
Yeah, maybe you wouldn't. See? You should knock.
In out. The passion of a garage, you can lose track of time.
That's the sequel to Passion of the Christ. Passion of the Garage.
I bet that, you know how people do that autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yes.
I bet a pretty good version of that actually would be.
Autoerotic? What?
It's like you block or spank. Usually spank.
Spank?
What? It's when you get choked. Autoerotic asphyxiation is when you choke yourself while you cum.
Okay,
so what the fuck does that have to do with spanking?
It doesn't have to do with the car.
Spanking, like as in beating
off. Oh, I was like, buddy.
Listen, it can have spanking. There's a lot.
Well, that's fine.
Okay, here's what it is.
You
restrict.
Auto is
not
when
like a
you
car.
Choke yourself. Oh. Autoerotic.
Yeah, not really.
So not like
autobiography.
With a car muffler.
No, I know I was talking about
you're
cars.
Right.
But
you did a fucking awful job of explaining.
Everyone, shut the fuck up. I'll explain. It's a thing where it's not my fault for explaining bad. It's your guys' fault for not knowing.
I knew what it was. All
right, it's Heather's fault.
I had a terrible human.
Alec, non-knocker. Heather doesn't know about choking yourself to come hard.
Heather, you dumb bitch.
Oh God, forgive me.
Oh, I apologize, cunt.
Yes,
so the idea is
you
choke yourself as you're trying to come, and then for whatever reason, it makes you come better. I don't know.
That's dumb.
Here's what I'm saying, though. I think maybe an alternative version to that, you get in the garage, you turn on the car, you let it run with the door closed. You just get a little fucking woozy, so you're kind of choking, but it's not quite so violent.
What if it goes too far, though, and then you're just dead?
Well, that's what happens.
You tried to have a nice time.
That's why there's no Kill Bill 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was only three. I mean, two.
I know, because that guy, he couldn't fucking keep the belt off his neck. He had to jerk off
life.
In Bangkok.
Yeah, Bangkok. All right.
Ha.
They need to change that fucking name. All right. So, Alex insane.
Okay, great.
I wanted to share also business up at the top here. I came up with before I get to that, I have a quick correction from our last show.
You fucked up.
On the
You going to apologize?
Oh, well, let's see. I'll decide as we go.
Peter's doing that thing
in
with
our
the
last show.
On the last podcast.
I did some research. In our last show, I talked about a nuclear power plant. Mm. We had a pretty intellectual show.
It
you
sounds
missed
like
out
it.
On. Maybe you'll listen to this one. You might learn something.
Maybe I will.
Don't listen to the one where Peter talked about shit for 40 minutes.
Okay.
Or
that's the second
good
one.
Okay.
On the last show, we talked about a nuclear power plant, right? And I was saying how I remembered a nuclear power plant works, which was rods go into water and make steam and turn a turbine. And that seems insane.
You've lost me.
And then I said, I don't think that's correct. I'm sure there's might be more to
it. Well, let's take a look.
I didn't graduate.
To turn nuclear fission into electrical energy.
From Ames, which is only a community college, but still.
Oh, fuck you.
Excuse me, guys.
We're listening.
I did a lot of digging to get this fucking story,
right.
And you guys are talking right over.
Yeah,
you
Googled. Real
this
hard.
What would you guys have Googled as a search term?
Fuck Peter David Dirk.
And
you wouldn't have got shit.
That would have came right up. That thinging that you're holding. The article.
There is no fuck Peter David Dirk. There's a don't fuck Peter David Dirk.com.
Who's it for?
It's bigger than Facebook.
Don't fuck
people
me
who
anymore.
Are saying I wouldn't.
Oh,
or I would not suggest it. Or
I started it.
You know what? Actually, it's important that you do listen to the first podcast because we talked about Peter's cursed dick.
Mm.
Ooh, yeah.
And what happens? To
I would
you.
Like to hear about.
Warning.
That.
You need to hear
warning.
It.
Warning. Warning.
All right, Pete.
Okay. I'm going to kind of skip some of this, but here we go.
Okay.
So there's bundles of enriched uranium, right?
Mm.
The bundles are submerged in water inside a pressure vessel.
Fascinating.
Water acts as a coolant. For the reactor to work, the submerged bundles must be slightly supercritical.
Tell me more.
Left to its own devices, the uranium would eventually overheat and melt. To prevent overheating, control rods made of a material that absorbs neutrons are inserted into
adamantium?
The bundle.
Adamantium? Is raising, it adamantium?
Raising and lowering the control rods allow operators to control the rate of the nuclear reaction.
What's the point?
The rods can also be lowered completely into the bundle to shut the reactor down.
I think he's
the uranium bundle acts as an extremely high energy source of heat. It heats the water and turns it to steam.
Why are you shouting?
The steam drives a turbine, which spins a generator to produce power.
Oh, wow.
Fuck you both, okay?
What did I say?
You weren't even involved.
I wasn't even involved.
You wouldn't even listen to the story.
I was listening to the uranium, which is that thing that's probably what Homer Simpson is holding that's green in the beginning of the show.
That hurts the ears?
That's a carbon rod. That's
the
control rod. If you would have just been listening, you would have known that.
It's the same. They're all the same. Who cares?
Peter, that was a great story.
Thank you. Well, that's all I have for today.
Okay, great.
Now, I do have one more piece of business before we get too far. This is good. So I was thinking about... You know what? You go ahead. I'll wait.
Oh, this is going to be awkward for the listeners at home. Heather.
Waiting on you.
Heather, would you say Peter's an awful lover or a terrible one?
Ooh, that's a really...
All right, I'm shutting off you guys' mics while I explain this. Maybe I'm putting you both in audio timeout. You're off.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Can people hear me say that?
No. They can't hear anything you're saying. You're in audio timeout. Have you thought about what you did?
You sound insane.
Yeah, maybe I do sound insane. I sound like I'm talking to myself.
It's not helpful, snowman.
You know
it's
what this was?
Asshole.
Alec and Heather were just a soundboard this whole time. I was cobbling them together. I'm going to turn you guys back on, but only half. And then if you can behave yourselves, then you can be on full.
I don't like this power that you have. I think you're taking it. It's not too far.
Maybe you should buy your own mixer.
Maybe I will.
I don't think you will.
You can't be on my show.
I don't want to be on your show. Okay. What's that going to be? Different chemicals you put between your breasts?
No, only idiots think that.
Okay.
I want to apologize to everyone for what Peter just did.
Shuffled?
Alec, maybe we should be quiet.
Okay, here we go. So I had...
Don't give in to people.
I wanted to do some merch for the show, and I was trying to think of some appropriate...
I'm wearing my Helpful Snowman underwear. I really am.
It's a good thing I haven't turned you up yet, because that was totally uncalled for.
Peter made Helpful Snowman
you
underwear
said merch!
For you?
No, they're my own.
Did you just draw Peter's face on them?
No.
Yeah,
what are they? They have snowmen on them.
How are they helpful?
Because they're cute.
That doesn't help
what
anybody.
You know,
cuteness is a detriment to
fuck
society.
You know what? I would say take them off and burn them now, right
yeah.
now.
Take me
away.
And burn me. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. This is the segment I call merch time / shut the fuck up everybody else in the planet.
Oh, great.
You know, you're really losing the people.
You guys are really bad at this. You know what is the best way to get someone else to talk on this show? I go, shut the fuck up. And then I get all these voices in my headphones. Okay. Do you guys, how about you introduce what I'm talking about since we've gotten 3/4 through 5 times?
All right. So Peter is apologizing for being a fucking dickhead.
No.
He wants everybody to know that he's really,
I would never
really, really regretful. For turning on our mics, and now he's going to talk about something stupid.
I am regretful for turning on your mics. That
damn.
Is true.
I said, damn!
Okay.
All right, tell your story.
So we have some merch. I had some ideas for some good merch that I thought would expand the brand, make us look good. Do you guys have any ideas before I show you my prototype?
Well, we already talked about the underwear that Heather's not wearing anymore because she took it off.
Yeah,
right.
Burned them.
And so I'm doubting it's underwear. We talked about bobbleheads last time.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
So I don't know.
I couldn't
guess.
Well, how about I'll show you this mock-up, and then you can maybe look at that, maybe show it to Heather. And then you guys can describe it and tell me what you think.
Well, Heather, would you like to describe it?
You know, I'll do my best. Well, it's a teddy bear that you get
what
out of
what kind of teddy bear?
I'm about to tell you okay. if you would shut the fuck up and listen.
I'm going to turn down your mic, you dick.
I'm not a pro like you guys, okay? I don't work that fast.
So it's one of those shitty teddy bears that you get out of the machine at the Walmart, if you've ever been there.
The claw machine?
Like 25 cents and you never win. But someone won. Good for them. And it's a patriotic bear. It's a white, fluffy teddy bear with a red and blue bow.
He's got the same type of bow as the KFC
and
guy
he's
wears.
Now, the bow could probably be customized, too, if I wanted to.
He's wall-eyed, which is great.
Cute.
So, Alec, you can continue there.
Well, so we've got a bear. He's wearing a bow around his neck.
From the Walmart. He's from the Walmart.
He's a wall bear.
Okay, so the wall bear's got an adorable white t-shirt on his already white skin.
Okay.
And
very
it's got,
white power it's, oriented.
Well, we ended the show last time, Aryan Nation.
Yeah.
Albino.
Just kidding. Black listeners and Asians.
So much, yeah.
I apologize, Orientals.
We'll do a ranking the races show later where we talk about our favorite race and then
I don't
slowly work
on
down
that
the
show.
List. Oh, you'd be the race master.
Listen, Heather Heil Hines.
Oh, God. You owe me a goddamn dollar, Peter.
For what?
We made a bet.
We did?
Heather Heil Hines.
No, we did not. You just telling me that we have a bet is not a bet.
It's a bet.
Okay. Can we finish the
story?
Yeah,
we got this.
Please tell me about the teddy bear.
You know what? I'm going to turn my mic down so you can finish.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for apologizing. All right. So there's a picture on the bear's t-shirt of Helpful Snowman himself with a tiny frown and an even tinier gun held up to his head by his little stick hand.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like he's about to blow his snow brains out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got a white...
Good job.
A cute but shitty... This is a teddy bear like when you have a bad dad and he doesn't remember your birthday and he stops at the gas station and gets you a bear. This is the kind of bear.
So are you telling us something?
Your dad bought you that bear.
Yeah, are you remembering?
Yeah.
I said bad dad, not terrible dad.
Oh, okay.
This is a dad who would remember the date of your birth.
Oh.
Or approximate it. Shitty bear wearing a white shirt, pictured on the shirt. You know, and he's like in a hug position. And then on the shirt is a snowman with a gun to his temple.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
I think that would...
I would buy one for $2.75.
Just one?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I need to move about 40,000 of these. I pre-ordered.
Holy shit.
You know what the Chinese say? Every journey of 10,000 steps starts with the first step.
That's our new slogan.
I'd like to know more about the colors for the bow.
Every journey of 40,000 bears.
I don't like
those
colors.
The first bear. Why don't you like those colors? Because you don't like whites? Are we doing this game already?
I said
already?
The bows. I didn't say
well,
the
I
bear.
That's strange,
bow.
Heather Heil Hines, that you don't like whites. Are you overcompensating for something?
I think the bow holds his head on, probably. This is not a well-manufactured bear. This is the kind where he
that's
wears a shirt.
From the Walmart.
But he's not wearing a shirt. That's his skin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's not like a whole bear under the shirt and the bow. That's holding him. That's the structure.
Right.
Right. He's like an insect. His skin armor is on the outside.
How much are you going to sell them for?
Let me ask you guys this. How much would you pay for this bear?
I just answered that
upwards
question.
Of how much?
I would pay $1.50.
I just told you $2.75.
What if I told you that you could have one for $500?
I would tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
I would kick you in the ball
sack. I don't even know what to say. No. I say no.
More to the point, what would
you're nicer than I am, Heather.
What would you say if I told you there was one already at a deer house from credit card I stole from your wallet while you were asleep?
I don't have a credit card.
And I don't
That's
sleep
not
with
true. Everyone has a credit card.
No, I really don't. But if I did, I'd be really...
Well, you have a charge card.
I
Visa.
Probably
you
just
mean
kill
debit
you.
Card. You mean debit card.
I probably
debit
just
slash credit.
Stab you
you're right.
Your
it's
sleep.
Sort of the same thing, but not quite.
You know what? I wouldn't stab you in your sleep. That bear would come to life when it got to my house because of how creepy it looks, and he would stab you.
You just
sleep.
Don't like wall-eyed things.
I just don't like that bear.
He's not That's wall-eyed.
Fair. He is so
his
wall-eyed.
His eyes are dead center.
No, it's not. Look at his nose. It's all fucked up.
That doesn't mean his eyes are fucked up.
Whoa. There's no swearing on this podcast. I thought you knew it was clean.
Oh, jeez.
Awkward.
Ray, can you hit the dump button? Did we get it?
No, I want Anderson.
Anderson? Yeah. Anderson Cooper?
Shit.
Damn it.
You don't like Anderson Cooper?
We only have 7 seconds of dump. How are we supposed to get all these? So it is my understanding that, Heather, you brought a nice article.
Oh, my God. I totally did.
By the way, before you start, I just want to explain to everyone that this article is about the size of a matchbook unfolded.
It's so small.
It's smaller than a business card.
And it's totally true.
She was showing us the article, and she's like, I brought an article. And she was holding it in just her thumb and her finger. And it was, you couldn't read
the text anymore.
It was Lilliputian.
It doesn't need to be any longer, though. It explains so much.
I bet it's very thorough.
Short words.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, the caption reads, $2 million stolen from nuns at Spanish convent.
Oh, cool. Crime in Spain?
So, all right, here we go.
No less.
About $2 million has been stolen from Spanish nuns who had hidden the money in a wardrobe at their convent, police said Tuesday in the northern city of Zaragoza.
Ooh.
Okay.
The money, which consisted mainly of 500 euro bills,
very important detail. Thanks, news.
Had been packed into plastic bags.
Okay.
The door into the room had been forced open. But the nuns told police they had no idea who the culprit could
Jesus.
Be.
Jesus fucking Christ, our Lord and Savior.
What
it.
The fuck are nuns doing with $2 million?
I've got the
in
most...
plastic bags.
In plastic bags. In a wardrobe.
You know what? That's not important. The most important question I have for you is, could you say that word in Spanish again? That was awesome.
Zaragoza.
Nicely done.
He's got a new album coming out.
Zaragoza?
Live in the Zaragoza.
Zaragoza.
All right, stop. Now it's creepy.
All right, fine.
Eight or nine more times.
Turn her mic down. Turn it down.
I'm gonna put my hand on it, but I'm not going to turn it down, but consider yourself actively warned.
Like a threat?
Let's not call it a threat.
Mm.
Okay, I'm not threatening.
A promise.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to...
Like the promise of not getting laid tonight that she's looking at you with right now.
It's not a promise.
What was that? Did you just hiss at him?
I tried. I'm not a very good hisser.
Mm-hmm, clearly.
You try. It's hard.
No.
See?
You win this round. Heil Heinz.
Thanks, kitty friends.
Let me
get this straight. Dumb Spaniard nuns.
Yeah. Oh, racist.
Thank you.
It's not about them being Spaniards. Well, the nun, that's more of a problem to me.
That's fair. You're right.
Does it even matter where you live if you're a fucking nun?
No.
You're not banging anybody. Who cares what kind? You're not looking for any kind of men or women.
They That's have true. To be involved in some kind of drug.
Masturbate.
Something, right?
But what's the point of having drugs to get money if you're not going to try and get sex? And they're not. They don't have a fucking flat screen. They don't have a pool table.
Guys, listen.
How do you
Spain?
Know? How do you know that they don't have an underground lair? They have $2 million.
The nun cave.
But then why
to
would
the
they?
Cave.
Wouldn't you put the money in the lair? Why would you just just put it in a fucking
because.
Drawer? And if they did, then why would they? They wouldn't say
they're
anything.
They're not involved in drugs. Spain is highly Catholic, so people donate the money to these fucking convents, and then the women are just stupid. So instead of putting it in the bank, they put it in their goddamn wardrobe.
I like
that it gets stolen.
I like
broads,
thinking,
huh?
I like thinking that they're like drug safe. Lords much more.
Drug kingpins.
Drug, yeah.
So then they would
exciting.
Be the opposite of the nun cave. They'd be who's
come,
a villain with his own. Lair?
Why isn't this article bigger? I feel like there's so much left out.
What would you? What other details are you interested in?
You know what I don't care about? I don't care for is how the title, $2 million stolen from nuns at Spanish convent, and then the first sentence, about $2 million has been stolen from Spanish nuns who had hidden the money in a wardrobe
it's
at
true.
Their convent.
Thanks.
Jesus Christ. Thanks for that fucking waste of a title.
Good work. Well, the newspapers are doing well, yeah. So they have space to burn. I think, too, what's missing is there's no picture. I need to see what the head nun looks like. Because
yeah.
if she looks like Tony Soprano, I know something's up.
That's
if she
true.
Looks like she could beat the shit out of a guy in an alley.
Maybe,
she'd break a leg.
Maybe yeah. it's Whoopi Goldberg.
Ah, Sister Act 3.
Yeah,
the,
maybe.
Oh, I was like, what
the
fuck?
The $2 million stolen yeah. dollars. And I immediately, I was like.
She's back.
Who is that
in
nice,
the sister
that
act.
Jolly fat one?
Oh, I know who you're, I don't know.
I don't remember that.
The jolly chubby woman who was in both Sister Acts?
Not Rosie
no,
O'Donnell,
I
but
no,
someone like,
I said
and
the
she was
jolly
in that
one.
Witch movie?
Yeah.
She was the... She
oh my God, I saw a book by Roseanne today.
Roseanne Barr?
Yeah, she wrote a new book.
I
saw her in Denver. She was on her book tour, and I was at the bookstore. I just happened to go in.
When?
She was,
how big was
I don't
the
know,
crowd?
Like months ago. Packed. Completely packed.
It was not just packed,
awesome.
It was packed.
I had to stand.
Peter, will you do the laugh? for us?
Do it, Peter.
I can't.
It's your podcast,
If
man.
If we had the music, I'll get the music.
Okay.
It's not the same without the music and when we're all sitting around.
I can't.
Pizza.
Fair enough.
And then, she's giving a speech at the front of the room. She's, I guess, talking about her book. So usually they get up, read the book, and then they just talk. They take a Q&A.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I fucking walk in there completely full. Not a chair in the place, so I'm standing. She's talking about like using magnets to heal yourself and all kinds of shit like that.
No.
I know. It's not what I want.
I would think she'd be funny.
Yeah.
Talk about fucking that one guy,
Tom Arnold.
Yeah, Tom Arnold.
And Deej as a three way.
She banged Deej, the kid?
Yeah.
Before or after he was of age.
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
that's a good story either way.
Yes. Oh, is it a good story either way?
I think so.
Fucking a little kid and an old guy?
Yeah. They're like, we recreated the opening scene from Roseanne, except we're all nude fucking. Mm. Both Beckys were there.
The one that was on Scrubs. Yeah. I didn't know until years later. I was like, holy shit.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
Did you guys?
Till just now.
She was, I don't like her as much.
My favorite version of that show was the beginning, the opening of that show was when their faces morphed.
Yeah.
So it was like, because
you saw them age.
Yeah,
and
it was so bad. Oh my God, Roseanne. One of those looks that she had was like she was shitting herself.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I don't know who the fuck came up with that idea of like, you know what we should do? Take the homeliest people on the planet and show all their different bad looks from the last 10 fucking years.
I think John Goodman was the best part of that show.
Oh, he was great.
Do you just say that because you know that Peter has like...
No, John Goodman's fucking awesome.
Peter wishes John Goodman was his fucking dad.
I think he wishes John Goodman was more than his dad.
You wish that John Goodman banged you and DJ?
Sexual
at the same time.
That's a good story either way. Not as funny when it's about your ass, is it?
It's not about wishes, but if that's what Goodman wants, that's what Goodman gets.
You know what?
I'd be like, bring a DJ, bring a couple Beckys.
I see who wears the pants in the relationship.
And the flannel shirts. Mm. If wishes and butts were candies and nuts, the world would be a candy store.
Boom.
Fucking
sure.
Okay. Chew on that. Boom. Thank you, Heather Hyde.
I got this golden fucking Roseanne material.
And we're ruining it.
There's so much to say.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, but I got the material. You tell me about Roseanne. What are your favorite Roseanne
memories?
All
I remember is when my dad was drunk in his goddamn rocker, and he's blaring Roseanne, and I can hear her laugh all the way across the house.
You know,
that's what I know
was the scene.
Wow, Peter, way to bring that awkward childhood memory up. This shit's getting real.
Oh, boy.
That was the scene in living rooms across America.
Mm.
Drunk dads
people
laughing
their
ass
off.
One day, Peter will be watching the reruns of Roseanne on Netflix, annoying his
That's true.
Children.
It'll be almost the same, except I'll probably have...
You could be the lucky woman to help him have the accidental children.
No.
Mm. You could be that lucky ex-wife number one, baby.
You know, speaking of children...
And ex-wives.
Uh-huh. I had a terrible, terrible dream about having a baby with Peter.
Okay.
That's the only kind of dream you
it
could have about having a baby
awful.
With this guy.
I 100% agree.
I'm not going to go into great detail.
No,
just...
please do.
Okay, great.
This is the forum.
No, let's... Yeah. Just give us the beats.
I woke up terrified, just so you know, and sick to my stomach. So
you guys want
to
hear
morning sick to your stomach?
Oh,
let me
helpful snowman scoop of the day. Peter's gonna be a daddy
because I puke in the morning.
No.
There are a lot of other reasons to do that, like not knowing your limit on ribs.
I have not had good ribs or barbecue in a long time.
I love meat.
Okay.
Wow, Heather Hines. Cut her mic.
Yeah.
Her panties have already been off for the last 20 minutes.
You've been warned.
So we had a baby in the dream.
I'm so sorry.
How did it look?
Not good.
Deformed?
Not good, yeah.
Good.
What does that mean, not good?
It looked all slimy and it had a weird head. And how babies look.
Like
I mean, have you ever seen a newborn baby? They look like shit.
Yeah,
they all
look
terrible.
Like a newborn. I've never been in the hospital. Like, it's a miracle of life. I held it up and I was like, Haserania. The doctors tased me. I dropped it. It was awful.
What baby was this?
The dream started with...
My first son.
The dream started with us going to the hospital. And then had the baby, and that's gross because I remember it in detail.
Did you feel like the rips?
Yeah.
Was it a C-section?
It was disgusting. No.
It was all natural?
It was a normal...
Okay.
Normal.
A normal horrific birth.
So I have the baby. whatever, that's great. And for some reason, we're staying at the hospital for fucking ever. I feel like we've been there for
maybe
weeks.
If you could fucking recover.
So then,
you could go home, not
after
spend
we're there
a fortune.
For weeks.
First, it took you
I
9 months.
I remember that Peter has just been sitting on this fucking couch in the room, this shitty looking couch, by the way.
Drunk,
terrible,
watching
terrible
Roseanne?
Couch.
Why does it have to be a shitty couch?
It was a shitty couch.
Can
what
I, before you go any further, remind everyone that this is all from her imagination, not things I actually did?
Me. I do love it that you sound accusatory. Peter's on the shittiest couch.
Just fucking
just
around,
wait,
looking
gets,
at chicks' asses as they walk by.
It gets even better.
It's going to be better than
so,
that.
So, Peter's on this shitty couch.
All right.
Great.
And I've been taking care of this baby for weeks, and I'm exhausted. And I feel like I haven't showered. I mean, I don't know if I've even showered.
Has the baby been showered, or has it still got a slimy head?
That was not relevant. I'm sorry.
Oh, I apologize.
I don't remember.
Could you remind me again how shitty the couch was, though? Want to make sure the fucking relevant points.
I wasn't sitting on the couch. Peter was sitting on the couch.
Oh.
Anyway, so I want to take a shower, and so I say, Peter, can you hold the baby just for like 5 minutes? Because I got to take a shower.
Right.
And he says,
nah.
He's like, fine, fine, I'll hold the baby.
Fine. Why do I need to hold the baby? I'm on a couch.
He already gave it to you.
Take care of the baby, whatever you want to call it.
I can lay it on the couch. You
anyway,
can just lay it on the couch.
So I take a quick shower. I get out of the shower.
This is the longest fucking dream
listen?
In the goddamn history.
It's going
to
end in like a few seconds if you shut up. So I'm taking a shower. I come out of the bathroom and Peter's standing up holding the baby.
Uh-huh.
And I look at him and he looks at the baby and then he tosses the baby onto the couch. Just tosses it.
Does it bounce?
You know, it did kind of bounce
like
now that I remember. Okay. Yeah.
Was he looking at you right in the eyes?
Oh,
when he tossed
yeah.
The baby?
He totally
watch
was.
Watch this, biatch.
Yeah. And so I run over there like, oh my God, the baby! And freaking out.
The baby!
The baby!
So, and the best part of this, not a dream, right?
Oh,
the
God,
future.
It's so real.
You had a premonition or a premonition.
Okay, I'm not real into the dreamscape.
Mm.
I don't know what dreams mean, but I did have a dream that I think is pretty important to talk about. So
oh,
I'm like young.
Oh boy.
I'm young.
When you had this dream or in the dream?
Both.
All right.
Someone's phone's ringing.
Someone's phone is ringing.
You keep telling your story.
All right, I will. You go answer your phone.
Fuck you.
Rude.
Alex got somewhere else to be.
Rude.
Okay, I'm going to tell my story while he's gone.
Okay.
And he's going to answer his phone.
I'm listening.
Okay, he closed the door.
Alex, piece of shit.
Alex sucks balls.
Alex sucks big cock.
Here's my impression of Alec, okay? You be his phone.
Okay. Wait, I have to like ring?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's the most important thing in my life. Is that Freebird?
Yeah.
That's what my phone does.
Well, it's all I could think of.
Okay. Oh, my phone's ringing? Well, that's more important than anything I could possibly be up to. Couldn't carve out an hour out of an entire day. I better go answer my fucking phone in the middle of a show. I'm professional. I'll tell you this much.
Mm.
When I start making big dollars off this show, he ain't getting shit.
I think that's totally fair.
I think so, too. Until
and
he
for the record,
commit.
This just adds to him being the asshole from the game earlier.
That's true. Yeah. He is the psycho.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Would you ever just walk into someone's house?
No. I've had friends that have told me, hey, just walk in. And I'm like, that's okay.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, and if you specifically say, I still don't usually do it.
Yeah.
But I don't say.
You know, I visited
right
a
in.
Friend just the other day and she was like, I'll leave the door unlocked. I was like, that's all right. I'll knock.
Here's why it's crazy. Because the definition of insanity, as I understand it, is coming into a situation, doing the same thing every time, and expecting a different result.
Yeah.
He comes into the same situation every time, which is my door's locked. He does the same thing every time, which is turning the knob and pushing the door, fully expecting it to open.
And it never does.
It never does.
Never opens.
So why wouldn't you? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Why wouldn't you just knock?
Yeah.
And then he makes it like I'm the asshole because I don't leave the door fucking unlocked for him to just walk in.
Right. Well, you don't even, I mean, I don't walk in, but you don't leave. I don't even know if
I
the
door
is unlocked,
door
when
unlocked.
I come.
Why
yeah,
would
you
I?
Always lock it.
Why? I'm
always,
right on
always.
The street.
Yeah.
I can't just leave the door. I mean, you can see my door from the street.
Yeah, because if you left it unlocked, then you would be insane.
Well, what if some guy just decided to come in and steal all my nice stuff?
Yeah. Some bum named Brian comes in and says,
oh, for a vendetta. This is the day I've been waiting for.
Comes in. He's like, I've seen you at the gym.
Yeah. Why don't you put on those shorts I see you there in and we can have a party.
We're going to run.
Yeah. Run in place for me. And then
have
he pulls
you seen
out
him
a
lately?
Revolver.
Have you seen Brian
He's
lately
there
at
every
the gym?
Now and then.
Yeah.
I try to avoid him there, which isn't hard. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Your gym. Your exercising. Fucking gym is just insane.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question about the gym. You're mm-hmm. a lady.
Yeah. I think so.
The way ladies dress at the gym, I find inappropriate.
I totally agree.
That's not a question.
No, I know.
Let me ask this question.
Okay, great. Is this a question?
Yeah, this okay. is a question. Why is the chosen form of pants the tightest black pants you can find that are so tight, it looks like a girl put them on, and then as she's standing in the mirror, she's turned so she can see her butt,
uh-huh.
and she's lightly karate chopping the material into her ass crack.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then tucking it under the butt cheek.
How would you not know that your pants are in your ass crack is what I want to know.
This is what I'm asking you. I don't know.
I don't know. Because, I mean, I've got, you know, I take that dumb yoga class and I wear yoga pants and they're stretchy, but they're not tight.
Right.
I don't understand
why
you would.
They're not in your ass.
Well, yeah. And if you're like fucking jogging on the treadmill, I don't know why you would need tight. That seems uncomfortable.
I would think it would be antithetical to the job trying to have.
It would be uncomfortable.
That'd be like if I was like, I'm going to go on the treadmill and I just slip a pencil between my ass cheeks and start running. I don't know why you would do that unless it's just maybe it's a comfort thing.
You know, and I think women especially are like, you know what? I'm going to start running next week. So I'm going to go get these new shoes and these new clothes that I need
thing.
To wear.
You need the outfit.
My sister kind of did it because she's going to start taking yoga. And she was like, I'm going to get this nice new mat. I was like, I have an extra one.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to buy this nice new one. I was like, oh, okay, you're probably going to take the class for like a fucking week and then just quit.
Yeah, I gave Heather a yoga mat that I won at work. Which just gives you an idea of how horrible my work is. That
oh,
there
God,
would be a contest
so
that I somehow was in where the prize was something I couldn't even think of an alternate. I was like, I don't know. Could I roll it out on my fucking counter and use it as a cutting board? What am I going to do? And you know what it
you
was?
You could cut
too?
It up and use it as like that stuff that people
that
put in
lines
their cupboards.
Shelves?
Yeah.
It's the same material.
It totally is.
Because that's what I saw after I didn't know until I did line my shelves, mm-hmm. which I did.
That's cute.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
Yeah.
I think it's good when you put away the wet dishes.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me ask you this.
Mm.
Let's say you move into your own place.
Okay.
You're like an old crone, old bag, old piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about you.
That sounds great.
You're living in your own place.
Okay.
You have your own stuff, your own dishes, your own silverware. You have a silverware drawer.
Mm.
Do you put a little container for the different
no.
a knife, fork, spoon?
No.
Why not?
Because that takes so much fucking... That's like why people try and match their socks. It's fucking insane.
Thank you. Because I don't do... I put the little mat in there and I... Here, you can take the silverware thing out of the dishwasher and dump it in.
Well, not only that, but when you have a lot of silverware, like, and they pile... Like, the forks will pile up just on one side, like the far side, they'll pile up. The prongs will pile up.
It's too full.
And then they pour into the spoons and then it's just a mess. And you're like, you know what? If they're going to be this messy anyway... How about I just throw them in the drawer?
These fucking idiots make these containers. They hold like three forks.
Yeah.
Who has three forks? If you have three fucking forks, you just have to wash it every time you use it. There's no putting it away and putting it back.
I totally agree.
You're just using it every time you
need
it.
Well, then there's like too many pockets. You know, there's pocket for like a knife,
yeah, there's
a fork,
four.
A small fork, a spoon. I don't even know. And then there's like extra
weird
ones.
Horizontal pocket
yeah,
that
and
doesn't
then, like,
fit anything.
Okay,
and
so
there's
I'll
like
put
a
these...
crazy straw in there or something.
Yeah. And so that's where people put those weird like corn on the cob pricks. And like all the weird and like a you know
like a lemon zester and shit
yeah or peeler like
I fucking hate that shit man and that's the thing everyone will give me shit they're like you don't have a divider and I'm like well you have a fucking divider it doesn't match any of your shit
yeah,
in your kitchen
you're the crazy
it's
one
completely the wrong color
I totally
you didn't
agree.
Coordinate it at all with when you redecorated or your other utensils
this is why I don't like putting away laundry I don't like putting away dishes I don't like matching socks.
Well, and what's more a pain
you're
in the
just
ass?
Wasting
a
your life.
A pile of silverware that you can just simply pick out what you need, or a drawer with an organizer where the shit's spilling into the other sides and you try to get a spoon and a fork falls on top.
The organizer.
This is an issue of passion for me. Yeah. I really fucking hate that shit.
I can tell.
It's really annoying. And how hard, what is going to happen?
Yeah.
You go to get a fork and then all of a sudden you're halfway through a meal with a spoon and you're like, oh, fuck me. My life is over.
You know what I hate?
What?
Peter? I'm back, by the way.
He's back. Yeah. He got back just in time for that.
Zing.
I hate.
And now he's gone again. he came just for that.
Jewish people. This is a fun game. What does Heather Kyle Hines hate?
I hate Oreos.
The cookies or half black, half white people?
Like Mariah Carey. I love Mariah Carey.
Okay.
She's got nice boobs.
I
She's
like,
been
I...
so abused by
I hate the fucking cookies, okay?
She married Nick Cannon, and he's younger than her?
That was a crazy
idea.
What
the fuck was that about?
Nick Cannon's not even, like, cool or talented.
Wait.
Not funny at all. No. Fuck that
Nick
guy.
Cannon, like, from Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
They got married?
She married.
No way.
Hey,
yes.
He's from Wild and Out.
And
oh
Nick
my
Cannon's
God.
Laugh Factory.
Isn't he like 12?
Yeah.
And why did they decide he was funny?
Ooh,
he's
God.
Not funny.
It's like if Usher was all of a sudden doing an hour of stand-up on
HBO. At least
Usher's
got those attractive abs.
Sure, he could do a backflip
yeah,
and
be like,
lift up
it's
his
like
shirt.
How people and think Jimmy Fallon is funny. And
Jimmy Fallon's not fucking
he's
funny.
He's not funny.
Fuck yeah. Jimmy Fallon.
I totally agree.
He's like, haha, look at me. And in his skits, in his Saturday Night Live skits, he would always laugh.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
thought that was funny. It's not fucking funny breaking character.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jimmy Fallon.
Don't break the fourth wall.
I totally
it's not
agree.
A joke.
I agree. Do you want a high five?
Biatch.
Yes.
Let's high five. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I agree.
I hope.
But I wanted that to be a moment for you guys, you know?
Thank
what
you.
Were you
that was nice.
That would be bad if
we're
I
talking
asked you
about
to talk.
Okay. A divider and a silverware drawer.
What, you don't like the dividers?
No.
No.
We're not going to talk about it again.
Okay.
You missed out. You
okay.
answered your phone.
I apologize.
What
How
were
was
you talking
your phone
about
call?
Before you left?
It was good.
Oh, good.
I don't remember what were we talking about before.
I don't remember.
It was something important too. Oh, okay. It was my dream that I had.
Oh, yeah.
No,
really
it was
important.
Something important. Like
no,
you said.
This is good.
All right.
It's quick. Okay, so I had this dream. Everyone in town was a vampire except for me. And I'm trying to avoid
Were you
the
vampire hunter?
No, I was on the run. Because everyone's a fucking vampire.
So
it's like
you
I
dreamt
legend.
I am legend.
Yeah, except I wasn't like holed up or anything. It was all of a sudden everyone's a vampire. I'm just kind of running around. I'm at the park.
Okay. All right.
And I
wait. Is it dark?
It's dusk.
Is it dark okay. at the park?
It's twilight, if
dusk.
You will.
Twilight.
Oof. There are a bunch of sexy werewolves.
Okay.
No. Lycanthropes, please.
Okay, so I'm at the park. I get stuck mm-hmm. in this little stream. And this is a good dream
a little
story,
stream.
And I'll tell you why. Because my real thought process interrupts into the dream.
All right.
Okay, so on the one side, and I'm surrounded.
By
so
vampires.
I know on like my left, there's this set of vampires. And on the right, there's a set of vampires. And I know I'm done for.
Mm.
Right.
The set of vampires on the left is like a bunch of dudes coming. Set mm-hmm. of vampires on the right, bunch of chicks. So I decide in my dream, I'm like 13. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the chick vampires because maybe before they bite me, I could like grab a boob or something before I go down.
Why is that crazy or unreasonable?
Oh,
I think
my God.
Well, because it's a vampire.
Well, that's good
stuff. You can't touch a vampire's boob.
Vampires are known to seduce and fuck before they eat.
Here's why it's crazy. Because
you could get laid.
Instead of thinking like maybe I should try to escape or like maybe I should go this
They're
way
zombies.
And fight the girl vampires,
uh-huh.
I'm like, I'll just fucking grab
They're
a boob
kill
and
me
give up. Yeah.
I think that's
so
very
great.
That's realistic. You're
that
like,
speaks a lot to your character.
That's why
yeah.
you remember how tiny Peter was when he was 13?
Well, I didn't know.
Well, him. You've seen the pictures.
Oh, I have seen the pictures.
Yeah.
Of course he can't fight women.
He showed me his prom picture.
We talked about that on the first podcast, if you'd
yeah.
fucking listen to it. If
Good
you'd support helpful Snowfuck
blah,
over here.
Blah.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Oh,
that chicken's picked up on the mic.
This is going to be good for you, Alec. Because so far we've played the game of Are You Insane? And you came off as insane. But
oh, that
I
was
have
a set up from the start.
I have a redemptive game.
Oh, great.
This game is
Are
called,
You Well Hung?
How do you
High
open...
High five, Heather.
So Heather and Alec are well hung.
I guess.
I
guess that's what that means.
Okay. Well, I couldn't high five Peter.
Here's the new game. The new game is called How Do You Open Your Bananas?
Fuck
Alec,
you.
We'll start with Alec.
Well,
you have a banana.
There's a stem, right?
There's a stem.
So you rip the stem, whichever way it comes off the easiest, and then it usually comes into three sections after that, sort of automatically.
You can stop there.
Well,
that answers the question enough. Okay, and... So you grab
Why
it by the stem.
Heather Hines is glaring at me like I'm in trouble for
this
opening
This isn't your fault. So you.
Oh, it's my fault.
You grab it by the stem.
See, this game's not very fucking fun when you're the one who's the asshole.
You grab it by the stem.
Right.
You kind of crack it.
Right.
And you peel it from there. Now, if I told you, hey, man, maybe you should flip that banana upside down and open it from the other side, what would you say? What do you think about that?
That wouldn't be
think
nearly as easy.
Think carefully about your answer.
Why would you do it the hard way?
That's
Let's
not the
Heather.
Hard way. That's the... Oh, my God.
Now, you would open... Describe your banana process.
I'll tell you how I open a banana.
Go on.
I don't open it from the stupid stem, because if you flip the banana over, the stem is like a handle. It's awesome.
How hard is it to open it from the bottom?
It's easy. I've got a thumbnail. You like make a little crease in there and you pop it right open and then you have a handle and it's awesome.
But you know what
you're
else
like
is?
Having like a
it's like a little
banana?
Ice cream cone of banana.
You know
yeah,
what else is
great.
Like a handle though? A banana. The whole thing is a handle of food.
You know what? He's right. You just leave the bottom part. Listen,
you know what?
You peel it as you eat it.
I like a little diversity
a little
in my
extra
life.
For
okay.
You?
Yeah. 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 I like to change it up every once in a while with my banana eating.
So sometimes you go from the top, sometimes the bottom?
No, I always go from the bottom.
Okay.
And you're not so really changing
it. But maybe in a few years I'll do it the normal.
In a few years.
Okay. I'll do it the normal way. Fuck you, okay? I do it the right way.
Okay.
You do it the wrong
Here's
way.
How I know it's the right way.
Besides
oh, okay,
great.
The fact that that's just crazy.
You are crazy.
Every monkey you ever see opens it from the stem. Monkeys know how to eat a banana.
Peter's saying
monkeys are fucking insane.
Peter's
they
saying
throw their
you're
poop.
Dumber than a monkey. Peter's
is
saying
that what
you're less
saying?
Intelligent than a goddamn simian.
Is that
you
what you're
apis.
Saying?
Is that what you're saying?
At bananas, you're dumber.
Hey, Peter is clearly playing
grams,
games.
I'm sure you're better.
Hurtful games about dividing and conquering and making us get against each other. I'd like to talk about Peter's smelly fucking farts.
Oh my okay. God.
I'd like to play the game called Peter Smells Like
Who's
a
Whose farts smell the worst?
Fart.
Oh, that's easy. Peter's.
Yeah. You can
that
smell them through the podcast. Our listeners can smell them right now.
You know what?
Scratch
I remember.
Your iPod.
Put your nose to your computer screen.
Put your iPod in your back pocket.
Not
everyone...
that long ago.
Okay.
Peter and I went on vacation. Okay. Uh-huh. So we went on vacation. We're in this hotel room together. He goes to the bathroom because he says, I got to take shit. Say, okay, go do your thing.
You high five. I would never say, I
got
to take a shit.
Like, I'm that's use the what dumper. You said.
Yeah.
So you go in the bathroom. He's in there for like, I don't know, 400 or 500 hours. And okay. Then he comes out. The minute he comes out the door, he says, what I did in there was unholy. And I just think, oh, great. That's great.
No,
we're in this tiny hotel room. It's a little humid out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just great.
Steaming it up.
Yeah. So it takes maybe not even a second for the smell.
I turned on the shower, too, the hot water, so the steam
oh,
would jungle up
the
room.
The smell,
jungle
it just wafted. It wafted
it
towards me.
Got jungle
me.
Fever.
I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
We had to open the window, and I leaned outside of the window of the hotel room.
Here's
and I'm terrified of heights.
Here's so you would rather die.
Yeah, I would rather
it
fucking
was
die
a
from
fine
the
way for you.
It was
then
like
smell
9/11
shit.
When people are jumping out of the
you were,
windows.
You were debating.
Yeah, and the
Peter's,
point of this is
Peter's
that...
Peter's farts are biological attacks.
Yeah, and
yeah.
My, the point
terrorism.
Of this is that all his farts smell as bad as that unholy shit. They smell that bad.
Here's the thing. We were talking earlier before we were live on the mics, and Peter was like, everybody's farts smell that way.
No,
no they
no,
fucking
no,
don't.
No, no.
I said everybody's farts smell.
No.
No one's farts
smell. Some of
yeah.
them.
Okay. Whose farts don't
no,
smell?
No, you didn't say that. I was yeah, disagreeing I with you. You were like, everybody's farts smell
My
bad.
My farts don't smell.
They do all smell bad.
I'm
Yours
Jesus.
Smell worse than bad.
Okay, they're farts.
Oh,
ooh, God. They're so much
I
worse
I don't know
than
what
farts.
To tell you guys. I'd rather have smelly farts
it's like
than
a normal
smelly
fart
like armpits
was
or just
boiled.
A smelly ass or a smelly
couldn't you,
face.
Couldn't
no.
you not have, you do have a smelly face.
Well,
no, it's like a normal
we don't all
fart.
Get to choose.
It's like a normal
a
fart was
bag.
Cooked with eggs and chili and beer and then that was put inside of you to fart again and then that's what
literally
your fart
what
smells.
Happened.
You just
oh,
ate,
my
eggs.
Ate eggs for breakfast, chili for lunch and beer for dinner and stuff comes out. I don't know what
oh,
to tell
boy.
You. What would you guys suggest?
Go to the doctor.
Or just don't fucking fart and then
hold
be
it in.
Proud of it. Just walk away and fart.
Hold it
and
in and fart. Explode.
I okay. know you just fart. If you did it to us right before they got walk away and explode.
What would happen
like
if you just like hold in all your farts?
Now, wait a minute.
You
explode?
You don't
wait
explode,
a minute.
Right?
I don't.
Wait a minute.
Yes, that's how my grandpa died. What? We're waiting a minute.
No, you're not. Now you are. Oh, we're God. At my house.
Fuck you.
What is ruder? This is a question.
Ruder?
More rude.
What's ruder? Correcting grammar.
Ryan Purdy, if you're listening to these, I apologize for yeah. correcting grammar. You never liked it when I did that.
Okay, Heather, I want to ask you, which would you consider more rude?
Mm-hmm.
Farting in your house where you live.
Mm.
When people
We're
are there,
here, you asshole. I know this
there,
is your palace.
When people
You could
are
still
there.
Be polite and walk away. You like fart in Heather's mouth and you're like, I live here, bitch.
Do you want to even
chew on this?
I don't
That's
live
exactly
in her mouth.
What happens every night.
It's time.
Someone has to absorb these farts. Do you think if you ate someone's farts, you would then
if
fart?
If I ate your fart, I think I would die.
Well, maybe your perfect system would filter it into a less offensive fart.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Option
on.
One
uh-huh.
is somebody farts in their home. Other people are there, but what are you going to do?
Kay.
We go to another room.
Okay.
Option two is you go to someone else's house and just fucking open the door and walk in. What's ruder?
Oh.
This is Peter playing the game again.
Yeah. It all comes
back. I
want to
know, what
around.
Do you think?
Yeah.
God damn it. Do you agree with Peter?
She's smiling and looking away.
Oh,
from both of
Heather
us.
Hines.
We've got our answer.
I think.
You think it's more rude after being invited to a home?
Just give me a second. I think.
I didn't know you were black when you were. Give me a second.
Okay.
I didn't see her neck.
You sounded
do
like
that
Rosie
thing.
Perez.
I think.
Just a second.
Give
don't
me a
stupid.
Second.
I think both are equally rude.
That's a bullshit.
That's a great
fine,
answer.
Fine. I think farting with guests over is
that's
rude.
That's an even better answer.
Because your farts smell terrible.
Helpless
they smell
man,
so bad.
Number three. Peter Dirk's farts more rude
fine,
than
fine, you know
anything.
What? I think we're all even. I don't open a banana the right way. Alec barges in. You fart around everyone. I think we're even.
And
we're all even.
The worst part isn't just that you fart, but you're like, it's my fucking house. I'll do it. You're proud. No. You're
all fart and unholy
you're like, this
smell
is my house.
Ugh,
and I'm like,
okay,
really?
Here's the problem to me.
Oh.
I fart. What and I get yelled at for like 20 minutes. This we had the same conversation off mic and now on mic.
I'm not yelling.
I don't
you.
Know what you want me
I'm
to do.
Merely
I
merely stating
I'm
a fact.
I want you to walk thing. Four steps away
that
from me.
That doesn't solve anything.
It would make it less shitty and
no.
It's just trying.
You know,
and
I
here's
have
the
to
difference.
Admit.
I fucking eat something and I fart. I can't not fart.
It's
going
to
happen.
I have
you
to admit.
You can choose
you
to not just open a door.
Enough. You never unlock it.
You can be
it.
Polite.
I try every time.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. You guys need to take a deep breath.
Get no, Peter farted.
I'm turning off your mic so we can continue to yell.
Yeah, that
okay,
was
great.
Fun. You
I have to
awkward,
admit, your farts smell terrible, but the noises are so great.
Thank you.
They're so funny. I feel so dumb when I laugh at them, but
Steamboat.
I can't help it. Oh my God! This one morning, I woke up and he farts on me like always. Like
I heard
on
he farts right on your
yeah,
tummy.
He farts right on my
you
stomach.
You big spoon him and he farts on your tummy.
It's true.
You're gonna have his fart babies.
Yeah,
they're
gonna great.
Seep into your vagina.
So
can we say vagina on this show?
God, vagina.
Heather's vagina. I said vagina, Heather.
Oh well, whatever.
All right, keep going.
So
he
this
farts
one morning,
on your tummy.
I wake up and I Peter farts and
vagina.
It sounds exactly like a steamboat.
Like it's like
we live on the like, harbor.
Oh.
Like we live on the harbor and I just heard one. That's exactly it.
That's
oh,
impression.
It's so great.
And it even sounds far away.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Sounds like it's
is there a seagull like in the distance?
Yeah. It was so great.
Okay. Let's focus really on so some cool. other idiots instead of each other.
I like
that.
That
sounds really nice.
I got some because you fucking idiots at home who are even worse than we are, regardless
true.
Of your barging, farting,
true.
Or insane, unacceptable fruit habits. Regardless of your own foibles, you haven't sent us any questions, but I have some good ones here. So I'll give you guys a choice.
All right.
Because I have, let's see, six questions.
Ooh.
Where you want to start.
We'll
I have out. A cat-related question. I have a question related to a cat suit.
Oh, furries.
A belly button question.
Nah.
I have to do a school problem.
Okay.
I have one about rating a poem. And one
rating
that's just called ladies dot dot dot. I need some ideas dot 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 question mark.
Ladies first.
Oh, what the hell? We don't even get it. We're not even going to talk about this? We don't even get to have
I mean, we have time
joint,
for more than one.
Oh,
joint
of course
decision.
We can.
Okay.
We can talk about the joint.
You know, if you want to do the ladies first, that's fine.
No, I don't want to do the ladies first after you just.
Which one did you want to do
yeah,
first?
What did you want to do?
That one's fine. We can do that.
Okay.
One. Yeah, let's do
let's
it.
Let's do it.
So it was okay, but you want me to just confer with you first?
Yeah.
I apologize.
We're a team.
She wanted you to want to do what she wanted to do.
That's not what I said.
Well, she wanted you to want
that's
to
that's like
talk
some crazy psychobabble.
Do you hear her speaking low and kindly?
I'm trying to
don't
get into the real. Into the role here.
I wasn't right. like, don't
okay,
fucking
guys.
Pick that one.
Guys, I know we've been having fun on the show, but yeah. This is serious.
We have?
People serious. Need help.
We have
okay.
fun here. Okay. Help.
Okay.
Let's get to helpful snowmanning.
Ladies.
Snowmanning?
I need some
breath.
Ideas.
No, so personal.
Ladies, I need some ideas.
Okay.
And I'm just going to read these verbatim.
Okay.
Please do.
So don't blame me.
Okay.
I won't.
Why can I say or do to the girl I like to make her smile every day in school? Question mark.
Why
she
indeed.
Has a BF, so, and then five dots. What can I do to give her little hints I still like her?
Wow.
Is that it? Is that the whole thing?
That's the question.
Why can I say or do to the girl I like
first,
to make her smile every day in school?
First. Let's
say
how
or
old
do.
How old do we think this kid is? Because
well,
I feel
school.
Like that will 27, change
graduate school.
Okay,
let's
look at how he typed the question. There's like 800 question marks on there.
I apologize. 33.
Okay, I'm going to assume, we're going to assume that every question on here is someone who's 18.
Okay, great. He's 18. So he's 18.
Opens some doors.
Okay.
So he's 18.
Butt doors.
You know, he's 19.
The double doors of doom.
We'll go crazy. He's 19. Butt
right.
doors, great.
All right, so this 19-year-old Ricard, who's clearly English,
he's
is
so worried about how old he is.
That's true.
We could let's do
I'm
different.
I'm not worried. I think
let's
it just helps me get a you know, a frame of mind to answer the question.
No, let's do one where the kid, let's say maybe he's 8. We'll do one set of advice. Maybe he's 18.
Okay.
So we'll do two separate because I wouldn't advise the same things.
See, that's what I'm trying to
so
say.
So let's start with an 8-year-old.
Thank you.
8-year-old wants a girl to smile at him in school.
Punch her in the face.
Okay.
Okay, Heather, just because you were abused as a child, please don't give the advice to boys around the world that are listening to Helpful Snowman.
Okay, no. When you were 8, when you were 8 and
break
you liked a girl, you would like hit her or pull her fucking hair or pull her pants down.
Actually, he pull her pants down. Jesus Christ, that's rape. And actually, to become friends with Peter, the first time I met him, I pulled his hair.
Thank you. You guys are lovers.
He's my wife, bitch. Not
but
my
do you
lover.
Hear what I'm trying
wife,
to say?
Bitch.
An 8-year-old.
That's demeaning.
He's my wife, comma, bitch.
All right,
I called
leave,
your girlfriend
leave
a bitch.
Leave
I
your,
insult you by calling you a bitch.
I apologize.
I would call your girlfriend a bitch in front
check,
of me.
Check your relationship problems at the door. Okay, people? Relationship problems at the door.
Let's
I am
give
talking
this 8-year-old boy a name. Bill.
Carlos.
Pedro.
Is that racist that we both came up with?
Yeah.
What I meant was Carl.
How about Magnus?
Magnus, the boyfriend of
Magnus.
All right,
so an 8-year-old boy named Magnus.
Why can he say or do the girl he likes to make her smile every day in school? Magnus.
So well, I put in my 2 cents. So
punch her in the face. That's
okay,
how
yeah, punch her in the
final
fucking mouth.
Word.
I mean, not like gonna break her nose, but probably leave a bruise.
Okay, just a little.
Oh, so
hard.
A little bit of face smacking is all right with you?
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
You don't want to come off like a fucking weakling, but don't break her nose either. Don't ruin her face, because then you won't like her.
I yeah. would say hitting
I'm Heather.
Hitting
oh,
a woman,
you won't like her.
No matter God. What, and no matter what circumstances, slapping a woman in the face, not okay. That's what I say.
Blah, okay. Blah, blah. What about you, Alec? What would you say?
I would say...
to the 8-year-old Magnus.
Oh, the 8-year-old. I would tell him if she's got a BF, which I'm assuming is boyfriend, not
sure.
best friend or butt fuck.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I thought it was butt fuck. That's weird.
She's got a butt fuck, dot, dot, dot.
The 8-year-old Magnus, the girl has a boyfriend, but the 18, it could door... again,
oh.
wide open.
Listen, yeah. I would say, you know what? If you're 8 or 18, doesn't matter. She's going to break up with him soon. You just keep playing. You just keep saying why to her. You keep on. You send her notes. You're clearly a writer.
Okay.
No, you know what you do? You kill her. You kill her boyfriend.
You murder.
Yeah.
So we go from punching her.
This is still
the
8-year-old.
You kill her boyfriend.
You know what?
Do you punch her too or just kill the boyfriend?
Probably both will get you in the door further.
I've got to agree with Heather Hines on one aspect of this. Better 8 to be a murderer and a
true.
Girl puncher than 18.
Then not of
then
age.
They're going to put you in a little
okay.
home and you're going to get out in 10 years. You punch a girl and then kill her boyfriend, you're going to jail for life at
so
18.
What you
and
guys,
you won't get butt fucked probably in juvie.
Yeah.
You guys are saying this Unless, is a rare opportunity to kill.
I guess our advice is to murder and beat women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Magnus,
oh,
good
you're
luck.
Murdering the woman.
No. Murder
oh,
comma,
and beat women.
And beat women.
comma.
Oh, I apologize. Not murder and, yes, beat women.
Okay.
I don't want to be confusing.
I think that's good advice. It's your only chance.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you just pointing at your torso?
That I was pointing at my vagina because I have to pee.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you can go
just
pee.
Just go, yeah. We'll make fun of you.
I know.
We'll talk about some. We'll just move on to the next question.
Okay, great.
Actually, I want
I really
this
want
one.
The pet furry one, so don't
okay,
do that
won't.
One yet.
The cat suit
we're
going
to rate the short poem.
Oh, okay.
Because I read it and it's great. All right.
All right. Hang
gonna,
on.
Okay.
So this one is just a, well, you'll read it and it'll be all prep. Okay.
Yes,
the door's closed and she's gone. So this is the time.
Oh, we got to talk about Heather Hines.
Yeah.
What a crazy gal you've got. Your gal
what
Friday.
What a nutty broad.
Oh, man.
Can I tell you? I want to tell you something about Heather Hines.
Oh, I want to hear.
On the air.
You
I
know
wanna
what?
Do
if
my
she,
impression of her.
Hey, Heather Hines, I hope you listen to this podcast so you can know what we say.
This is a good test because it she'll know that we said. Okay.
All right.
This is my impression of Heather Hines okay. when she's. I wake up and I'm getting ready for work. I'm pretty good about. I get up. I usually take all my clothes out of the room. I dress in the bathroom.
You don't want to wake
so
her up.
Can
You're
sleep.
Very good. That's
yeah.
kind. I
okay,
give you a
this
10
is
out
her
of 10.
As I'm getting out of bed because my alarm goes off. Necessary.
Yes,
I don't
I know
hit
you
the snooze 5 times.
That's kind of you. I
yeah.
do.
I if I I'm think, alone, I do. But when she's here,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like it's hard for me not to even when I'm with Sarah. But that's what I'm saying.
So I give a minimum of trouble. Okay. And this is what I get for my trouble.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to get some sleep here. Come Why does she sound like she's from Brooklyn?
I don't know. That's not me.
Why is she a 13-year-old newsboy from 1905? Oh, come on!
Extra pages! Trying to get some sleepy!
Hey, mister! Can I have a nickel?
I kid you not. It's just,
I'm trying to get some sleep, okay?
What do you say?
Come on!
Did you say, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I gotta go to work. I gotta bring home the food.
Baby.
I gotta park
baby.
My car by the curb.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I adopt my own accent.
Yeah.
Hey there, you dumb broad.
Oh, that's more of the old Chicago.
Trying to,
you sound like you're a little more from Illinois.
Got to work there down at
the
meatpacking plant.
Oh, I'm going to have a donut.
I'm going to stop and get a bacon bun on the way to work.
I hope I don't have to poop on the side.
Took the red line today.
Did you poop on the side of the curb?
I have. Okay.
Who among us hasn't?
So anyway.
All right.
Oh, I'm trying to get some sleep. Oh, come on.
All right. We'll get to the poem. So, okay. Right. So here it goes. Ah, fuck.
Heather
she
Hines
heard
is
us
back.
Based on her face.
Heather Hines. All
do
right.
Do you want to defend yourself?
Yeah, do you really think
you
that I won't hear, oh, come on, and know that you're not know that you're talking about me?
Do you want to favor us with what you would consider what it sounds
like? Yeah,
what
like does it sound like? Are you a newsboy, according to your own words?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Is that true, Heather Hines?
No, it's not true.
I'll set a scene for you.
Fine.
It's dark. Mm. It's early. My alarm goes off. I turn it off. I'm getting out of
I'll
bed.
I'll be the alarm. Beep, beep, beep.
That's not the alarm.
And then,
oh, what is it? Do it.
His alarm is, I'm trying to get some sleep. I'm trying to get some sleep.
You recorded her. Your alarm is her?
In the morning. So every morning I wake up pissed off because I'm like, if this bitch doesn't stop waking me up yelling at me.
Why do you do that to yourself?
I have no idea.
Is this true? Is this 100% true?
Yes, this is true.
What the fuck
my
is
alarm.
Wrong
okay,
with you?
It's 7 in the morning. This is what I wake up to. I'm trying to get some sleep. I'm trying to get some sleep.
And you
I'm trying.
All right, I've got it. And you are all right with this? I mean, you sat there
no,
and recorded
no, I'm not all. I
no,
mean,
I
recorded
me record
it because it was a joke, and I was like, ha ha, this will last for a few days. Like fucking 6 months later, and he still has it set for
and
his
let
alarm.
Me tell you this, too. Nobody hates it more than her. If she's over and I leave my
oh,
alarm
so your
on,
own voice. Doesn't that
I
tell you something?
It.
If you
she
hear
gets
yourself,
so
I'm trying to get some sleep. You're like, shut that bitch up.
Yeah, that is how
don't
I feel.
Don't you realize? Don't
no, you know what? I get mad at him for leaving it as his alarm.
I want to hear your impression of you.
Yeah, what do you think
yeah,
it
what do you
like?
Say? Let's pretend. Pete's
I'm getting
at the
up.
Stage. You're getting up.
Okay.
The alarm. Your own voice wakes you up.
I'll do all the... Okay, so we're laying. I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. And then we hear in the darkness, I'm trying to get some sleep. I'm trying to get. So I turn it off.
Okay.
I'm getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Heather?
You're on. What
well,
do you
then
say?
I'm just mad.
What do you say?
Heather, what do you say?
What do you sound like?
Heather, don't fuck this bit up.
I don't say anything then. I say something when you come back in later.
Okay, Heather,
what
if
do
you
say?
Don't just do your impression of you, I'm going to punch you like an 8-year-old Magnus and then murder Peter.
Okay. When you come back in later to say goodbye or whatever, I say,
whatever.
Come on! I'm trying to sleep!
That doesn't sound like that.
Oh.
Do it right.
Oh, come on!
Okay? Was that accurate?
That might as well have been Peter doing you.
Yeah,
that
no one's
going
to know that I didn't just
oh,
splice
come
me
on.
In.
All right, come you know what? On. That is adorable.
I'm trying to get some sleep.
Oh,
okay.
Heather.
Are you ready? Are you guys right. ready?
Please rate this short poem, ? That's
what's the
point? Yeah, they want.
Please?
Please rate this short poem?
By right. the way, can I say too, so this is from Yahoo Answers.
Right.
If you look up Yahoo Questions, which I would say is 50% because mm-hmm. there's a question and then an answer, nothing comes up. But if you look up Yahoo Answers, it's like, oh, Yahoo Answers. You know what
that
I mean?
That is, yeah, I do.
Which I looked up on Google because fuck Yahoo.
Yeah, I would never use Yahoo even to find
even
anything
to look up
in
on
Yahoo. All right. Please write the short poem.
All right.
This is a poem I wrote about an English teacher that I had a problem with. It is just to blow off steam. I do not intend to send it.
My blouse.
DK, I once respected you.
Wait, is that
me.
The start of the poem?
Yes.
Okay, start from the poem.
All right. DK, I once respected you. You taught me how to write. Now my mind is sent askew because you're awful slight. In what way and in what art did I twist the sinews of your heart? You may say you're sorry. You may even wish me well. The only thing I wish for you is to promptly go to hell.
Ooh, so the teacher
deep.
Is Donkey Kong.
Solid.
This is Mario.
First off, kid, which side does your teacher open the bananas from? Because this is something we've been looking to learn a little more about.
If your teacher opens them from the bottom, then that's a good teacher.
Oh, come on. Let's move on from the bananas. Okay.
Is there more?
The third to last line is from her favorite poem. It is not my work.
Oh, okay.
So in what way and in what art did I twist the sinews of your heart is apparently not the work of this
sinews
poet.
Sinews or sinners?
It's sinews. The sinews of your heart.
Sinews.
That's not. I find that really surprising that that's not the work of that fine, fine poet.
Indeed.
Does anybody have like a favorite line that grabbed you?
Well, it's not done yet. The next one is, if you think it is poorly written, could you please give me some advice on how to improve it?
Yes.
Another question mark. How would you feel if you received this?
Ooh, boy.
Like if I was the teacher?
I don't know. That's all it says. Okay. So,
and you're an English teacher, so I feel like the first thing I would do is correct the grammar.
Well,
so
let me read it one more time.
Okay.
DK, I once respected you. You taught me how to write. There's an exclamation. I'm going to do it with the punctuation.
Okay.
DK, I once respected you. You taught me how to write. Now my mind is sent askew because your awful slight. In what way and in what art did I twist the sinews of your heart? You may say you're sorry. You may even wish me well. The only thing I wish for you is to promptly go to hell.
Powerful.
Did you have a favorite line? First of all, I would say that if DK taught this person how to write, they should be immediately fired.
Yeah.
Because this is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I think if I was the teacher and I got that, I'd probably be ashamed of myself.
It's kind of an ironic thing to get from a teacher or from a student. Because you're like, well, I taught you how to fucking write. Mm. I didn't really teach you the proper time to use an exclamation point.
Yeah.
You taught me how to write!
That's just a terrible poem.
And just rip off a line from a favorite poem that doesn't really make any sense.
Well, and you know, if you think of this kid as like 18.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like they'll have much bigger problems than a terrible English teacher.
Yeah, I guess it depends on
but
the teacher.
But they must have really hated them to take the time to write this shitty poem.
I would think so.
Yeah. Like, loathe them.
So some advice on how to improve it. What would you say?
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think my top piece of advice would be to make some pretty big edits, and instead of using that one line from the favorite poem, just use the first, second, and all lines from that poem.
Uh-huh.
And just give that to the teacher. No, don't even. Why are you fucking giving a poem to your teacher?
I don't know.
Hurt their feelings.
They're probably in love with them.
This fucking teacher is just going to be like, this is exactly what you did the real lesson.
You know, I can't tell you my favorite line, but I can tell you the line I hate the most.
Okay.
Because you're awful slight. It sounds like shit.
Let me see that. Because you are awful slight.
Because, no, not you oh, are.
Because you're awful
you're
slight.
Awful slight.
Yeah.
So it's not YOURE.
They had to rhyme with right, though.
Okay, well, let's just pick any fucking word. That's how all the good poets do it.
Just pick some. I like the well and hell rhyme, too. That's
I
good.
Had to fart, so I went to Kmart.
Well,
that
hell,
was easy.
Tell, pell, mell.
God.
I had to fart, so I went to Kmart.
See how great it is? I'm famous.
I could criticize that. I'd be like, why would you go to all the way to Kmart just to fart? You could do it in your own
I'm
home.
I'm a poet, so I'm mysterious.
You could just fart in your own home. No one will complain.
Oh, yeah, unless
your
guests.
No one will give you any shit.
Unless your guests complain.
We were just talking about, too, in this poem, how this person really seemed to hate their English teacher. And if I remember correctly, you had an English teacher.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You did not get... Let's
call
just
them
call
DK.
Him, yeah, let's call him DK.
Or Dick Cock with a K. K-O-C-K.
Dick Cockhead.
So he's like a gangster.
Fuck him. Fuck what? Him so fucking hard.
As I remember, there were what like stories? A few fights. There
Jesus
was
Christ, a toothbrushing one, which I won.
A toothbrush fight.
What?
A picture fight.
Like you fought with toothbrushes?
I still say picture this way instead of pitcher.
Wait.
Yeah, let's talk
so
about
it. So you battled, you like threw a toothbrush at the teacher.
No. This fucking asshole. He's,
by the way, Alec is like 17, 18, and this teacher's like 40.
This fucking asshole was like, you know, we're talking, somehow we got on the topic of brushing your teeth, and he's like, yeah, you know, it takes 15, 20 seconds. And I was like, no, it doesn't. No, I was like, it takes like 2 minutes. He's like, no, it does not. He was this fucking arrogant fucking asshole. Hoity-toity dick fuck. And so he was like, no, it takes 15. And I said, you're supposed to brush the back teeth. You got to brush the front of your teeth.
You got to brush your tongue.
Yeah. You got to brush the top of your mouth if the bristles aren't too hard and
it's
they don't
serious
hurt.
Serious business.
Yeah, I said it takes a minute or two. It takes 60 to 120, whatever. But if I was like, it doesn't take 15
or 20
seconds.
It takes some time.
Yeah, it takes a couple
if
of fucking
said,
minutes.
Even if he'd said 30 seconds,
I would not
you could
have
just let it go.
Been, yeah, but he's like, it takes 15. And I was like, no, it takes longer than 15 or 20
seconds.
Did
he have ugly teeth?
He was an ugly fuck. Had an ugly fucking attitude.
Ugly soul.
Son of a bitch. So anyway, so he is just like, oh, no. Because he's French now. So, and then he asked the class. Everybody else chimed
like
in.
He, like, polls the audience.
Yeah. And everybody's like, no, it takes
so there was, like, a
that.
Poll.
And everybody backed me up.
And then there were some suck-ups in that class.
Oh,
this was
they,
not, this was, like,
this is
AP
English.
Everyone's trying to please. But
yeah, they're like, oh.
He was like, what do you guys think? And they're even like,
yeah, it
I'm
takes
sorry.
Yeah.
Everybody had my back. It was so vindicating. I was like, fuck you.
This
you
is, too, I'm in the same class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, one of those moments, because I don't fucking participate.
Shocking.
So I'm just sitting there and you kind of like wake up and you're like, what is my fucking life that I am sitting here watching an adult argue with half child, half not child
teenager
about how long you spend who fucking cares?
Yeah.
You know what?
Doesn't matter.
It mattered to him.
Well, he was the adult. He should have.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If he was,
he should have been the mature one.
He should have gone and fucked himself.
Or just brushed his teeth for an appropriate...
I didn't care for him. If it's
bitter.
Yeah, I hate him.
And if you don't brush your teeth for 3 minutes, just lie.
Yeah, well, what are you doing that you're just like...
Why would you even brush them?
I think you can...
It takes you longer to get your toothbrush ready than you're brushing.
I'd rather be 3 minutes late teeth brushed than on time.
20 seconds
not
early. Brushed. Yeah, unbrushed.
And who would disagree if you told your boss, it came down to brushing or getting here.
Yeah.
Your boss would be like, all right. I
that works
pass.
One time, yeah.
Peter David Dirk.
There are a couple things I think you could get away with, like, one time at work. Like, let's say if I just
I
wanted to leave early. Yeah. I come in the office. I close the door. And I'm like, can we talk for a second? I'm like, I've been having just the worst diarrhea today. I know.
No, let's back up. I'll be your boss.
Okay.
And I want you to be, I want to say something to you. Let's see how you
feel. So hang on. I come to your door.
All right.
I'll just be giggling in the background.
Come on in.
Do you mind if I close the
door? No, close the door, Pete. Okay. Come on in. Have a seat.
Close the door.
Go ahead and have a seat.
Please
sit down.
So I think I might need to go home for the day.
You know, you're still scheduled for a couple more hours.
I know, but here's the thing. I got here. I thought everything was fine.
All right.
I thought I'd kind of powered it all out this morning.
I think I'm with you.
It's diarrhea.
Does he shit himself right there, or are you just helping with this?
I think if you shit yourself, no explanation necessary. I would walk by.
Oh,
not even
stand
stop,
up.
Like,
oh,
look.
I'd walk by the boss
I'm
door.
Just making
shit myself,
a sound
see you
effect.
Later.
I'm just a sound effect lady. I just
shit
do the
myself.
Sounds. Keep going with your
shit myself. Going home to you. Like, all right. So if I'm really your boss and you say diarrhea,
keep going.
Okay,
know, he's in the office.
So, okay, blast it. I
blast.
I'm having this diarrhea.
Did you see a doctor? This sounds like a personal.
You know,
problem.
It's not like a regular thing, but today I don't know what. I don't know if I ate something, but it's.
Do you have hot salsa at Alberto's?
It's hot. It's insistent.
Do you have rectal bleeding?
I haven't. I can't bear to look. I've been wiping in the dark since the morning.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. Those last two, boss wouldn't really say. Let me start again. So you tell me you have diarrhea.
I have diarrhea.
Oh, that's not something I need to hear. You know what? Go ahead, take the day.
It's hot.
No, you know what? Go ahead.
I really...
Please go. I insist.
I think maybe
get out.
If I spend
you're fired.
Maybe if you could send the janitor in to push on my stomach while I sit on the toilet.
Gregorio
I could shoot it
was
out.
Not hired, nor is he paid to push your diarrhea ass.
I understand, toilet. But I did check his job description. It says 10% other duties as assigned.
God. And this duty is the most important of all.
Jesus.
All right.
Christ.
You guys ready for
joke.
Another
like that,
problem?
Oh, God, I feel
yes, let's get one more problem in before we're done with this.
Okay.
Hilariousness.
Cat suit, hilarious. Belly button ring.
Cat suit.
Cat
furries,
suit.
Yeah.
It's not much of a question, though.
It's not as good as we're hoping.
Does anyone
oh, do I
know,
get to read
it's
this?
Just, does anyone know where I can get a cat suit?
Fuck that one. That's a stupid okay. one. Let's go to another one.
How about, I think this one's
I
good. This is about,
I thought it was going to be something great.
I was
like,
hoping for
I
a lot
fuck
more.
My girlfriend
I feel
in a
cat
related.
Suit.
I feel let down.
This is cat related.
How come you get to read them all?
From the UK.
Yeah,
so you
that's
have to
true.
Read it in
I
an
read
accent.
One. Yes, Heather Hines, here you are.
Because I brought the questions.
You listen to Helpful Snowman.
I spend all day digging up
snowman.
These hot stories.
Yeah, take it.
No, read it.
No, it's okay.
But do it in the British accent.
A British accent? How
yes.
do you do British accent?
Oh, anything crikey! Oh, God save the Queen!
Just think you're
my cat. When my cat... Oh, wait, do I have to read the question?
Roy?
Yes.
Roy?
Cat is limping and I have no pet insurance. UK?
Roy, your accent is fucking
you're not
crappy.
Sure if you're in the UK.
It has a question mark.
You got a lot of fucking problems. You got a dead cat. You got a not geographical location.
Do Irish.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Oh,
you
will
Irish. Oh, do it.
When my cat is hungry, he will follow me around the house.
Nice. Sounds like
what's going on. I was upstairs and went to get the door.
I was upstairs. It sounds like a...
I'm trying to read
okay,
back
good.
A question.
Go right. ahead. Go ahead.
He runs down
great.
The stairs with me. Stop fucking laughing.
Okay.
Then I try to avoid stepping on him, and the exact opposite happens.
Oh, you fucking cat bitch.
I fall right on him.
Sorry for me.
This happened yesterday. And he hasn't spoken to me since. He hasn't spoken to me since.
Okay.
My mum told me if his leg is...
He hasn't spoken to me since, and there's a mummy now.
And then my mom told me his
my
leg
My mum
is...
told me if his leg is broken, we'll have to put him down. Frowny
Ooh,
face.
Your mom's a bitch.
I don't want to be the reason why my cat dies.
Then maybe you shouldn't have broken its leg.
I don't think his leg is broken because he's walking on it, just limping. How much would it be to take him to the vet?
Wait a minute.
Roughly.
So after this whole story, then they ask you to price a vet as if all vets
roughly,
all areas.
Roughly price the vet.
You know what? I'll roughly price this. It'll be anywhere from $50 to $5,000.
Okay, but here's the thing. Sometimes.
I hope that helped.
You know how sometimes someone asks you a question, but they're not really asking you what. They're asking you. What this
like,
person
do
I
look
think,
fat in this shirt?
Yeah, here? And they're not really saying. Is this shirt something that makes me look strange? They're saying, how's the rest of the night going to go? That's the question.
So, do I look fat in this shirt, Peter?
No. So, the...
you pass. You win this round, Helpful Snowman.
Aha!
All right.
I think the real question here is, one, do you think the leg's broken? Two, is it her fault? Three... What should she do?
She sounds like a goddamn quack. It's totally her fault.
It was an accident.
Oh,
listen,
poor
bitch.
Shit.
It was listen, her. I'm calling her a bitch, not you. You know what? Accidents happen. I'm sorry you fell on your cat.
Well, she was probably drunk.
Oh, well then fuck you.
She sounded drunk.
You
yeah,
rummy
she sounds
bitch.
Like a that's
goddamn
what I'm trying to say.
Soused
she was
alcoholic.
Probably like sloshing all over the place and then she's like, "Ew, my cat."
Oh, fuck
off,
you fucking cat. Yes, she was speaking in a British accent.
Yeah.
A poor British accent.
I'm sorry.
No, it was good.
I
was
liked
better
it.
Than mine. I know you were giggling. Like a madman. A helpful madman.
Do you want me to read that again?
No, that's okay. So we have one vote not fault.
Nice.
You say it is her fault because she's a drunk.
Yeah.
I say
she's a fucking loony.
I say her mom's more of a bitch than her.
You know what happened?
We're gonna have
no.
to put the cat down.
She
should break her mom's leg and be like, "We're gonna have to put you
it's
down."
Not a fucking horse.
Yeah, Jesus Christ! It's like you
cat.
Can fix that.
She,
kind
I
of
don't
thing.
Even think she's drunk. She's from the loony bin and she escaped.
The loon.
The loon bin. She escaped to go home, and she comes home, and her mom's like, "What are you doing here?" And she's like, "I come to get my cat," but she's crazy, and then she fell on him. Because she's all hopped up on her drugs.
She just fell.
I think
she
you're
fell.
Hopped up
on the cat. Right.
On drugs.
And so the leg.
I had
so,
a little to drink.
Wait, the daughter or the mom fell in?
The daughter. She's from the dude.
Sorry.
Did you not listen? When my cat is hungry, he will follow me around the house. Scenario. I went to get the door.
In her scenario, not in the story.
You know, I like that she asked the last two sentences, how much would it be to take him to the vet? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Roughly ellipses.
Yeah. You know what would be an alternative to putting this and asking this in this fashion?
Calling a vet and asking them how much it would cost.
Yeah. Although, you know what, they probably...
Or not falling on your cat.
They probably don't have email in the UK. They probably just have an old phone that's like, ring!
That's true. No, they've got homing pigeons.
Hello! Some fucking asshole.
God.
What? No, not here. Crikey. You woke me up. Who's out shooting a horse that broke his leg because some bitch fell on him? Some cunt fell on him.
See?
Broke his fucking leg.
Blag.
Okay, last question. The cat, assuming the leg is broken.
Right.
What do? Do you fucking just put it down?
Get a cast. How funny would it be to watch a cat walk around in a fucking cast?
It's funny. Our
cat would be hilarious.
Twice broken leg.
Oh my God.
And they are so unhappy, which
I
love.
Bet they're trying to shake it off.
Which
I know.
You love?
Cats angry. No, cats unhappy.
Fuck them.
Is hilarious.
They make you unhappy.
They are dicks.
Yeah. They do make you.
Anyone out there who's got a cat, I say break its leg and then say it was your mom's idea to put it down and put it down.
Helpful snowman tip of the day, except for say it's your mom.
Ding.
Me mom said to put it down. Everyone. What happened to your cat? Oh, I don't know. I fell on it and broke its leg. Oh, did it get healed? No, me mom said to put it down. And no one will ask you another question.
My mom.
I shot it in the head.
A mummy came to me in a dream.
My mom pegged me.
Peter threw it on the couch and broke its leg.
Mm-hmm.
Your baby.
Like my baby.
That's...
Like my... And you know what?
Did he tell you to put the baby down?
No, but my baby didn't have a name. I forgot to tell you that. We just called it baby. We would just say, hey, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby, 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 baby.
All right. Pete?
Do you guys want to do, or are we done?
I think
you guys done with
questions.
I think
it's a good time. I think.
You ready to go? You got another big phone call coming? Something?
I think this is a wonderful time. I think we helped. I think today's
we helped.
Snowman was the most helpful
helped
of all.
I agree. I feel like I helped some poor soul out there.
I think you did
today,
too.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys.
You feel great.
I don't think these idiots know how to even take advice.
I feel
you know what?
Wonderful.
I think that if they were to give us some goddamn questions,
yeah,
it'd be a little easier to answer.
I totally
That's
agree.
That's a great point. How would you guys suggest they do that?
Well, listeners, I think that you could probably get on Facebook.
Yeah.
At
or
is it Helpful Steinman?
Facebook.com/HelpfulSnowman.
Or you could just go to HelpfulSnowman.com.
Could you twat
Good
it?
One.
Where could I
you
twat?
Could tweet it. I'll give you guys a guess.
Helpful
Twitter www.twitter.com/helpfulsnowman.
Sure, you could do the www. Did you know? You know what sites? What one site I found still makes you do www?
What
the IRS? For some fucking reason, they cannot get my fucking shitty website helpfulsnowman.com does not require www. Yet IRS.gov.
Well, that's because they're
dicks. Biggest website on the planet.
They like to make everyone miserable.
It's like, there's WW? I don't know what this is.
True words have never been spoken.
Mm. Any last words?
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck them.
Okay.
My mom is wonderful.
Thanks to Heather's mom. Thanks to our men in uniform, except for the police, I guess. They could probably do a little better.
Let's go to the stairs.
Mom, doing good. Cops, work on it.
Nah.
You could do better.
Nah. Yeah, do better.
I don't think we can.
Snap.
Hey-oh.